This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The commander of an armed opposition group in Afghanistan said Sunday he welcomed proposals from religious scholars for holding peace talks with the Taliban if they pull back their forces from his native northern Panjshir province. Ahmad Massoud made the offer through a post on his organization's Facebook page on a day when Taliban forces claimed they had fought their way into the provincial capital, Bazarak, after seizing the rest of the province. Massoud's statement came in response to reports in Afghan media that said a council of religious scholars had called on the Taliban to accept a negotiated settlement to end the fighting. Panjshir is the last remaining area of armed resistance to the Taliban's rule since they captured the other 33 Afghan provinces, including the capital Kabul, last month in a lightning blitz as Western-trained government forces collapsed and President Ashraf Ghani fled the country. German Chancellor Angela Merkel on Sunday called for a dialogue with the Taliban as the hardline Islamists finalize a new government that will set the tone for their rule in Afghanistan. The Taliban swooped into power 3 weeks ago. Afghanistan's new rulers have promised a more inclusive government that represents Afghanistan's complex ethnic makeup, though women are unlikely to be included at the top levels. While the West has adopted a wait-and-see approach to the group, there are some signs of engagement, with the new leaders gathering pace. Earlier on Sunday, a Taliban spokesman had told a newspaper the Taliban wanted, quote, strong and official diplomatic relations with Germany. You can follow all the developments in Afghanistan on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Soldiers who staged an uprising in Guinea's capital on Sunday said on state television they had dissolved the West African nation's government and constitution and closed all land and air borders. However, Guinea's defense ministry said an attack on the presidential palace had been repelled. Fighting broke out near the palace on Sunday morning, with several sources saying an elite National Army unit led by a former French legionnaire was behind the unrest. Unverified videos on social media on Sunday afternoon showed President Alpha Condé in a room surrounded by army special forces. Condé's whereabouts are not immediately clear. He won a third term in October after changing the constitution to allow him to stand again despite violent protests from the opposition. This has raised concerns of further political upheaval in a region that has already seen coups in Mali and in Chad in recent months. Pakistani officials said on Sunday at least three paramilitary soldiers were killed in a suicide attack in southwest Pakistan. The country's interior minister says the explosion occurred as a checkpoint security detail was being relieved. He added that some 20 members of the paramilitary forces were also wounded. The attack took place in southwestern Pakistan, around 60 miles east of Afghanistan. A senior member of the local police said a suicide bomber on a motorcycle packed with 13 pounds of explosives rammed a vehicle in a convoy. Islamist militant organization Pakistan Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack. The group is separate from the Afghan Taliban, but has renewed its allegiance to that group after the fall of Kabul last month and has recently stepped up its campaign against the Pakistani army. Hundreds of thousands of farmers gathered in India's most populous state, Uttar Pradesh, on Sunday. It was the biggest rally yet in a months-long series of demonstrations to press Narendra Modi's government to repeal three new agricultural laws. Local police say more than 500,000 farmers bearing the flags of India and farm unions attended the rally. Over the past 8 months, tens of thousands of farmers have camped on major highways to the capital, New Delhi, to oppose the laws in India's longest-running farmer protest against the government. The measures introduced last September allow farmers to directly sell their produce outside government-regulated wholesale markets to big buyers. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.